It's gonna be silliness. Yeah. Alrighty. See ya. I was listening to the news this morning, and this is a classic example of on some level, you could say it's a bunch of smart people misdirecting things. But I think it's more likely it's a bunch of kind of ignorant people. There was actually a thing they were, RT, Russia Today, was out interviewing Trump inauguration protesters, and it ends up being, and then the one guy says, woman, you know, she asked him a question about issues, and he gave every impression he was just a dumb idiot that was out there saying, oh, no, I'm here. I hope the heck he wasn't being paid. I wouldn't put it past the opposition to run up enough money to just pay stupid morons. Or just to say, hey, do you wanna tear up some stuff and not go to jail for it? And I'm like, yeah, man, I love tearing up stuff. And you go, good. Come on. We will pay you some money. And they're like, yeah. I have no idea what's going on. But, yeah, it was really interesting to see kind of the lame brain stuff. And of course, when I listened to the BBC, somebody talking about discrimination against who knows what, LGBT sorts. But I'm sorry. I consider that group unrespectable. I mean, people, you know, we are far too willing to be respectful to people that don't deserve any kind of respect. And you go, I'm sorry, gays, lesbians, bisexual, which means, you know, we'll have sex with anything that stands up long enough or lays down long enough, or however you do it. And T, transgendered, which has absolutely nothing to do with any of this stuff, except it's one of the weird, bizarre things you can choose to do. Instead of being a productive member of society, being a productive member of society only has something to do with money. It also has to do with other things. I was just talking to, you know, just telling Kayla just a few minutes ago before I walked out the door. That one of the most important things that we need to be, about is we don't need to force anybody to do anything, but we need to reestablish what I would consider to be respectability. I don't give out my respect to readily. I don't think much of those who think they have some reason not to have children. There are some people that cannot have children. That's a very small number relative to everybody else. There's a larger number who gins up all kinds of excuses, and that's exactly what they are. They're just excuses for why they can't marry productively. That means a man marries a woman. I know that's so offensive to talk about these days, but that's the only union that can produce, and the product, of course, is children. We're not talking about adopting children. We're not talking about that. I consider that a form of playing house when some gay couple. And it's all about respectability. When some gay couple decides to adopt a child or two, and they go, look, see how wonderful I am? Aren't I wonderful? And you're going, excuse me. Both of you at some point in the past were probably perfectly capable of producing your own children. These children are already here. You can say all day long how much better you are than the people that produce these children. But you know what? They at least did that. You're capable of it. And you've made some kind of bizarre alternative lifestyle choice that you're not gonna do that. Harkens back to the stories of a married man with children all of a sudden lets the cat out of the bag that he's gay. He's now going to divorce his wife, abandon his children, and chase after his own selfish desire. They have Rock as sex with a member of his own gender. I'm sorry. You know what that is? That's a deadbeat dad. That's a jerk. And the guy who is the paramour here is encouraging this behavior. It's the most anti-social, anti-progress, hey, let's actually keep society going by bringing new people into our society through the old-fashioned way. As you can see, all of the, can I put air quotes around it, alternatives that are so lauded, which is we will bring in people from other countries, other cultures who obviously have their heads screwed on straight because they don't like homosexuals. They might even still kill them back in the home country. because, I'm sorry, they are a sociological cancer. And to allow them to continue to operate is to tempt fate. We have a system that really can't eradicate these people through law, so we need to do it sociologically. We can't... We need to convince each individual that they don't, that they should not do this. I don't care what makes your little heart go pitter-patter. I don't care what makes your penis or vagina or clitoris feel good. I don't care. You have a responsibility to society. I am somewhat concerned. It's a political move, and the LDS Church can do what they want. I am a member of it, but I will freely say that as we coddle these kinds of alternative lifestyles, I know that we feel like we have to in order to make sure that we can continue to operate in a world that became very, very bizarre in punitively punishing anybody who disagreed with sexual and social deviance. That we have to be very, 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 very careful, because this is just encouraging people to go down a road that is not just destructive to them personally, from a religious standpoint, keeps them away from the celestial glory that we are commanded to tread. It also affects larger society, full of a bunch of dunderheads. I don't mean to be rude, but there's an example of them on RT. A guy that was out picketing and rioting and didn't have a clue what he was doing out there, except that he had been convinced on some level that these people were right and the other people were wrong. We can't, we stand to lose a large generation of people, and this may very well be the what God was talking about when the very elect may be deceived. It may be on this thing about saying, for political reasons, the church has to behave like this. And the brethren have to stay somewhat mute about this. But families need to be more pointed about it. These are not proper behaviors. These will not lead to good things. God chose to destroy cities based on this. Entire regions. I've never been to the Dead Sea, but I've heard about it. I've read about it. I've seen pictures. I've seen documentaries. It used to be a virgin place. They used to have all kinds of, there were cities all around it. Good cities. Good shape. And God destroyed them. you want to know how God feels about these things, it's right there in the Bible. Of course, you can say, oh, that's just a story. That wasn't why they destroyed it. It's why God destroyed that city. And you go, as far as I'm aware, it's the only one that came up. And it says in Lot, I find it very interesting that at the very close of the story about Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot had escaped. His wife was turned to a pillar of salt because she was pining for what she lost. His daughters committed incest with him. And you're going, yes, social suicide. The only thing a rape society can do is commit. The only way they can keep going is to break with their own ideas, to commit whoredoms and incest, and hope to heck at some point some intelligent person enters their lives that says, you do this, and you do this, and you do this. Things that are seen as so parochial, and so evil, and so paternalistic, and everything else. Regardless, there we sit, there we stand. We've got warnings galore. There's some things the church might not be able to say, so that they can retain tax exempt status, whatever else, you know, I have no idea. I do not want to offend them on any level at all. But we need to constantly trash this sort of behavior. It is socially destructive. God will not stay his hand on any level at all when the time comes and the destruction of these people. Thank you.